أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين؟ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادلين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the people of Jahannam. Allah azza wa jal spoke of how they will plead before Allah to allow them to come back into the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deny them this request. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them of one of the main reasons how they ended up in Jahannam, and that was because they used to poke fun, they used to mock at, and they used to ridicule the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how those very believers who were tortured, who were abused, and who were persecuted at the hands of the disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He will reward them by granting them entry into paradise for the patience that they had endured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will then ask the people of Jahannam, قَالُوا قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. They will be asked that how many years did you live for on earth? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. They'll say we remained on earth for about a day. After spending many, many years on earth, what will the response be? They will say that we stayed on earth for a day, أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ, or part of a day. Must have been just a portion of one day that we remained on earth. First alil adbin, so ask those who count. Ask the counters, the calculators, the people who can determine the duration that we remained on earth. Sometimes the person sleeps for hours on end, and when he awakes, he feels that he slept for a few minutes, or he slept for 1 or 2 hours, while he had slept for 8, 9, 10, up to 12 hours even. This will be the situation and the case with these disbelievers. قَالَ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond and say, you did stay on earth for a little while. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you understood this at that time. When on earth, how do we feel and what do we think? We are here to stay for a long time. We will remain here forever. We will remain here for many, many years. Now the reality of the shortness of this life does not strike us. We don't understand the reality of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them then that you stayed on earth for a little while. It was a short while. You yourself are now admitting and confessing the fact that you remained on earth for a very, very short time. Allah says, لَوْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you had realized this reality then and understood the reality then you know you have a very little time. You are given a short time to do much. You will never waste a moment or a second, because you know that that time will come to an end. Sometimes you go for Umrah and you know you have limited time in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah. You might have one week in Makkah, 1 week in Medina. What do? You won't waste any time touring, and you won't waste any time, much time away from the Haram. All the time that you have, you want to make the most of it, because you know within a week or within a few days' time, it will be my date of departure and I have to leave. So let me get out as much as I can, because the time is very short. The same applies with our life on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a short time. Understand the reality, understand this fact, because you are not going to be given this time for a second chance. أَفَحَسِدْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks all of humanity, do you think we have created you abathan, abathan without any purpose? Do you think you are just living on earth without an objective. We have created you for no reason and for no purpose. And do you think annakum ilayna la turja'un? Do you think that you all will not be brought back to us? Certainly Allah has created us for a specific objective, a specific purpose. And after that, we all go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we answer for how we have left our lives in this world in pursuit of that objective and the purpose. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is high above everything. تَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah is al-Malik, the King. Allah is the true, al-Haqq, two attributes of Allah. La ilaha illa hu. There is absolutely no ilah but Allah, but Him. Rabbul Arsh al-Kareem. Allah is the Rabb and the Lord of the noble throne. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever will invoke and whosoever will call unto another ilah other than Allah, لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ, and he has no proof, no evidence, no authority whatsoever in favor of that ilah, فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, then his hisab and his reckoning lies with his Rabb. He will have to answer to his Rabb for turning to another ilah other than Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the disbelievers will never succeed. وَقُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah teaches Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every one of us a dua that we should make. قُلْ Say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ. O Allah forgive. وَارْحَمْ. O Allah show rahmah. Show us mercy. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the best of those who show mercy. These few ayat, the closing ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun, that is from ayah number 115. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. From that ayah, right up to the end, these few ayat, five ayat, are very powerful ayat. We are encouraged to recite these ayat. Once a person was ill, and he was suffering from a certain sickness. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala came and visited him. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he recited these ayat in his ear. He came close to him and he recited these five ayat to him. And after that, not too long after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured this person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for Ibn Mas'ud. Then he came. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh Ibn Mas'ud, I heard you had recited something into his ears. What was it that you recited? And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, Oh Rasul of Allah, it was these closing ayat and verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him for this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spoke about the power that is found and contained within these ayat of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.